Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Bernadette. This is Blaine Magnol. I've been having this charge of $56.95 to my account, and I'm just wondering, what is this charge for?
Okay. What's your zip code, sir?
96720.
One moment. And your name?
Blaine Magnol.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card that was used?
8354.
Okay, Blaine, will you verify your address for me, please?
What was that again? I can't hear. What was
Will you
that?
verify your address, please?
Okay. 1552-A Komohana Street, Hilo, Hawaii 96720.
Yes, I was able to locate. Let me see when it's finished loading up. Okay. In December, too, you paid shipping and handling, which is $7.45, to receive the streaming device, which was shipped on 12/3. On 12/7, they charged you the membership fee because it told you that when you entered your gift, when you entered your $7.45 shipping and handling. It asks you under terms and conditions, pretty much, are you going to proceed on based on.
Okay, I remember this purchase, the streaming device, and I thought I had canceled it.
No, you received the charge. I don't see it's not canceled because they've charged you up
Yeah,
until now.
they've been charging me a lot, and I remember that I had called before the deadline. I had called to cancel it. I'm sorry, I
Yes.
forget who I had talked to, but this account should have been closed.
Well,
So
sir.
my credit card has called, and I made a fraudulent charge against these charges because I was wondering why this account was having a lot, there was a lot of charges on it.
A lot of what on it?
There was a lot of charges, and it was this charge that I have found that was charged to me on the 10th for $56.95. And because on top of the thing, all it has is just gadget. It doesn't have anything else explaining what you guys are.
Right,
Well, I'm
because
not
we
sure if
have
that.
because we carry it's a disc it's a gadget discount store. We have hundreds of
Right.
products. However, what I can do for you is I can get the membership canceled. I can't do anything about the charges for December, January, February, March, because if you had a call back in December, there would have been no January, March, okay? So we can't do anything about those. The charge that we can maybe of the $56.95. I can offer you 35% of that back, as well as that's a courtesy to do that because the charges are valid. And what I can do is,
Well, I'll handle that on my end with the credit card company because, like I said, I already told them that that is a fraudulent charge
it's.
because I don't, there wasn't supposed to be any charges. Like I told you, I did call. I have it written down, but I just don't have the person who I talked to.
Sir, we're on a recorded line, so that's not an issue if you did. So what I don't see it notated here that you did. If the bank calls here, that will be no problem. The bank, we've talked to the bank. When the bank calls and they ask us, is it a valid charge? And it is a valid charge based on the fact you did on the terms and conditions, you didn't say that you did not
Well,
want
I
to be
already
a
talked to
member.
them, so I have to call back the fraudulent department tomorrow and I will let them know and they
And
will handle the situation.
yes, sir, and I can transfer you to our fraudulent department here as well. So what I can do for you
Well, I
tonight,
don't have a credit card with you guys, so I don't want to go to your fraudulent department. It was just my credit card that has that protection, and but, they will reimburse, and I'll be taking care of those.
Okay, because it's
I just wanted to know, let you guys know that I do not want that charge anymore. That is ridiculous. $56.95.
Allow me to assist you, sir, so you won't get off the phone and you still have continuing charges, okay? What I need to do right now is make sure the charges, there's no reoccurring charges, so you won't have one for May and June. All right? So that's the first thing that needs to be done. Secondly, as a courtesy, I will refund the last charge of the $56.95 to you. Can't do anything about the ones before that, because if you had called in December, it wouldn't have been January and February charges. But I can handle the last charge for you. So that was on April 10th. Okay, I can fully refund. Mm-hmm. I can fully refund the April 10th charge of $56.95, and going forward, you won't receive any other reoccurring charges with that. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, the order was refunded successfully, $56.95. I'm going to have a cancellation number for that for you for that. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me notate the account. $56.95 will go back on your card. That's at discretion of your bank. Typically, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And hold on here. And make sure it's canceled. All right, sir. So it's been canceled. Going forward, you won't receive any additional charges. I refunded a full month, the most current charge for April 10th. And the refund of $56.95 will go back, depending on your bank, discretion of your bank, okay? Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that's it, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.